Chavez is always a schuss to be together. Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Prepare for the English Shabbos, especially during these very special days of Yemei Elul. First of all, just before we begin, all the Torah, all the Chizik, all the Zohar is a sponsor tonight. First of all, anonymously, Rufu Shleima Tehila Basya Bas Chayatova. Tehila Basya Bas Chayatova. A young girl who needs bigger fools, bigger shuos, very, very close to her family. And the Mirt Hashem, we should, we'll have her in our tefillos. Bez Hashem, she have complete refuah. And Bissur's Toivos, Bekara, Bez Hashem, is Baruch. It's also separately been anonymously sponsored for the refuah of Eliezer ben Sarsuma. Bez Hashem, is Baruch. He should have big refuahs and big yeshuahs. We should have him in our tefillos, and we should have big Bissur's Toivos, Bekara, Bez Hashem, is Baruch. You know, Chevra, and you know, one of the individuals sponsored, he was talking to me about this. Just, you hear both of these individuals with Davin for are both such special people. And Mirat Hashem, we're going to see Rafuos, Yeshuos, Nisim, we're going to see good things.
Amen.
But there's so much Saras, and you know, there's a big Zman, there's so much that we're trying to put in now in Elul, and we're davening for a year of Simcha, Brach, and Ksiv Chsim Atoyevu. It's enough already. We've got to daven for so much more. We've got to daven just Mashiach. We need this all to end. We need just no longer to have to worry about all the tzaras and all the machlas. And stop playing games a little bit, even in our own lives. You know, we're up and down. It's like, do we want Mashiach. We want the Melech is Basada, and now is the Zman. So ask for it all. And it's just enough. It's enough. And we have to finally bring it all together. This Yid was talking to me, and he was saying that, and I was like, I was broken. I'm like, you're right. You're right. Mirat Hashem, it's going to be. It's going to be Bekarov. We're going to have big. Mirat Hashem, we have to do our part. We have to just do everything we can. We have to daven for it also. We have to daven for it big time. Mirat Hashem, and we're going to have big year. Big year of Simcha, big year of Bracha for all of Klal Yisrael. Amen. Mashiach, Mirat Hashem. Amen. You know, Chevra, there are many minhagim of Elul. The minhagim of Elul to put us in a mindset, to help us grow, to help us take this Zman seriously as we prepare for Yom Ha'Noraim, as we prepare for Yemei Hadin, as we prepare for the judgment of what our upcoming year is going to be, the potential of our upcoming year. And we started blowing shofar, and we started saying, L'David Hashem Oyev Yishi. But as I say, personally, what really hits me hard, what really allows my heart to explode, is being Matzah Shabbos Kodesh L'al Slichos, and just hearing that first Kaddish of L'al Slichos in the niggin of the haunting niggin of the Yom Narayim. You know, I spoke before here, I think we spoke about it last week, I know I spoke about it Matzah Shabbos by the women's shir of davening Slichos with the Svarim at the Kaisel a couple weeks ago, which was incredible chizik. That alone was incredible chizik. But there's something about the Yom Narayim Nigunim and the Kaddish of Yom Noroyim, and hearing that for the first time since last Yom Kippur, maybe for very okay, maybe it came out Purim a little bit, maybe in Yavin, but Lemaisa in that way and during these days, Mamash, it hits you hard. It hits you hard. It wakes you up. Cyrus, it makes us realize how awesome and how big and how powerful these days are, and hope frames us to put our all and to give our all. So why is it, by the way, you know, Sfardim have been saying Slichos already since Rosh Chodesh Elul. And the reason they start, Sfardim start saying Slichos Rosh Chodesh Elul, same reason we start blowing shofar Rosh Chodesh Elul. And it makes a lot of sense. That was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to daven to Hashem for our kapara after Chet Egel, and eventually 40 days later bring the Lucha Shnios, which was the Slicha Machila, and that's Yom Kippurim. So the beginning of the kapara, the beginning of the time period that ultimately led to the kapara, which ultimately is Yom Kippur, was Rosh Chodesh Elul. That's the beginning of this Zman. So that's when Svardim say it's time to start saying Slichos. So Ashkenazim don't then, and they wait till now. Why is that? Well, first of all, seemingly Ashkenazim, let's say it as it is. You know, we don't have that koyach of tefillah in the same way. Just says, you know, maybe obviously there are people, they're individuals, but Sephardim somehow connected tefillin in a very special way. Bistam, if Ashkenazim, we started saying Selichos Rosh Chodesh El, we'd be so burnt out, we wouldn't be able to daven Rosh Hashanah, you know? Like, it would be... So, okay, Maven Yavin, we have to be real. No? Say it as it is. Some are upset, you know, this year is one of those years you start the Matzah Shabbos two before, not the Matzah Shabbos right before. It's like more days of Selichos. So we at Ashkenaz, when we paskin, you always have to have 4 days before at least. And that's why this year, not the Matzah Shabbos right before, it's the Matzah Shabbos before that, because Rosh Hashanah is going to start Sunday night, and if we start Matzah Shabbos right before, we only have 1 day of Selichos. So you need at least 4 days. Where does that come from? So there's two ideas. Seen actually three ideas, but two very famous ideas. One idea is that there's a minhag that some have to fast all of Aseret Yemei Teshuva. But there are 4 days of Aseret Yemei Teshuva, you're not allowed to fast. You have the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. That's how we pass. That's how most are knowing. Most pass can be the discussion of Rosh Hashanah. But 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. There's always Shabbos Shuvah. And Erev Yom Kippur, Mitzvah to eat. One of our favorite mitzvahs of the year, right? So you have 4 days of Aseret Yemei Teshuva you can't fast. To be mashlim, to complete, to make up the 4 days that you can't fast, with 4 days of Selichos prior to Rosh Hashanah. So you need at least 4 days. The other concept and idea that's famous is that by all of Yom Tovim, we bring a carbon, we bring karbanos, we bring karbanola, and it always says vikraftem ola, vikraftem, you bring the carbon vola. By Rosh Hashanah, the lashon is different. It's vaasisem ola. Which seems to be saying, not you bring a carbon, but vasisem, you make yourself into ola. You are the carbon. On Rosh Hashanah, each and every one of us is Moser Nefesh as a carbon. We really just open ourselves up completely and are willing to sacrifice ourselves completely for Hashem. And the halach is by a carbon. You need bikur, dal yam, you need a check to make sure there's no mum for 4 days prior. So that's why, another reason why we have 4 days of Selichos, these are the days where we're doing introspection on a more serious level and preparing ourselves that there's no mum, no blemish as we're going to enter into Rosh Hashanah and be the carbon that we need to be. That tells us why 4 days before. So at least 4 days before. So why not, no matter what, have 4 days of Selichos? So this year, for example, Rosh Hashanah starts Sunday night. So start Selichos Tuesday night, Wednesday, start Selichos Wednesday morning. And what do you have? It's good, don't worry about it. You have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, 4 days of Selichos. Heaven, no matter what, 4 days before. So if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Wednesday night, so you could have that week only, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Or starting Matzah Shabbos, which is Sunday, right? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If it's like it is this year, we start the Wednesday before. Why does it have to be that you start the Matzah Shabbos? You start a Matzah Shabbos. So if the Matzah Shabbos before doesn't have 4 days like this year, you have to go back a whole nother week. A whole nother Matzah Shabbos. Why is that? So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he just says to keep it a set date. He doesn't really give us any more understanding. Which we understand, there's a concept in halacha often of low plug, we don't differentiate, we want to keep things structured so we could remember, whatever it might be, but here that's a little bit strange. Like, so you say 4 days, that's a pretty set. 4 days, always 4 days. So I want to develop a Torah tonight that tells us, and I believe this Torah won't just teach us why we're going to start Selichos, Lel Selichos, Matzah Shabbos, Kodesh, Moitzei Menucha, every single one of us, including Svardim and Baruch Hashem, will continue to say Selichos. It's a Torah that could give us a chizuk of where all of our tshuva and all of our days of coming back to who we're supposed to be and who we want to be with the Ribbono Shel Olam can come from. There's a story I was reading from about the Rebbe Rayatz, Rebbe Yosef Yitzchak, the Friedrich Rebbe, right? Menachem Mendel Schneerson, Zecher Tzedakah Shevracha, the Rebbe by the oil. So who is he buried next to? His Shver, his father-in-law, who's the Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe, the Rebbe before him, who's known as the Rayatz, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak. So the Rayatz once asked his own father, the Rav Shab, the Rebbe Rashab, a Matzah Yom Kippur. It was Matzah Yom Kippur. Imagine, we all know that Matzah Yom Kippur, what it's like, right? You go through an El, and you go through Rosh Hashanah, and you go through Esther Shmei Tshuva, and you go through Mamish, and all the Minhagim, and then Yom Kippur, and you give your all Matzah Yom Kippur. Ah! It's an incredible feeling of euphoria. It's like, it's Tahara, it's Mamish. Is there any more special? Just Simchadik, you just want to like dance, right? It's like, it's awesome. Matzah Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Rayatz went over to Rabbi Rashab and says, what's our avodah tonight? What's the avodah tonight? Medrash says you should eat and drink and enjoy and celebrate. Meaning it's, but he went to the Rabbi Rashab, what's our avodah tonight? And this is what he said. The Rabbi Rashab said to Rabbi Rayatz, you know the avodah, and Matzah Yom Kippur, now's our time to do tshuva. Now's our time to do tshuva. You hear this? After all Vel, after Hashanah, after Sesh Mechuvah, after Yom Kippur, after Neilah, after the shofar blows, now it's time to do tshuva. What? Real? Isn't that what we've been doing this whole time? Aren't we finished with the whole time period of tshuva? Time to samach v'chagecha, celebrate the fact that we believe we had kaparo and finished. So one idea when I heard this story, what I was thinking immediately was just to recognize our growth never ends. Our growth never ends. Adam la'amal yulad. And we have achievements, and then we continue to grow. And we celebrate those achievements, but then continue to realize I could be so much more, and I can't stop. Hadron alach, right? Immediately we make a scene, we finish Shas. Hadron alach, we go back and start brachos. Immediately. That we might be bringing forth peros, and then new flowers. We once said this Torah, if Chever remembers, Parshas Korach, when Moshe Rabbeinu wants to prove that Aaron is the true leader, so all the Nesim, all the heads, they bring their staffs, right? Their mata, and what happens to the staff of Aaron, Chever? What happens? And I'm going, Parshas Korach, not fair, but it grew almonds. But if you look in the Baalei Tosfos and other sources based on the Gemara, it says there were prachim, there were flowers and almonds, right? But based on the psukim, we learn that the almonds, so generally when almonds grow, like any fruit, when the fruits grow, the flowers fall off. The flowers grow and then the flowers blossom into the fruit. And then when the fruit's there, the flowers are gone. Here, a secondary miracle, seemingly unnecessary miracle, was when the almonds grew, when the almonds came forth, when they became ripe, the flowers stayed on. It was almonds with flowers. With Pshat to Or Gedaliah, Gedaliah Shor. If you look at the end of Korach, he says this idea. He says the almonds are the fruits, or what was produced, the accomplishments. The flowers represent the growing process. The mark of a true leader, the mark of Aaron HaKohen that made him a leader, was yes, he was bearing fruits and he had many accomplishments, but he never stopped flowering. He never stopped growing. So the flowers were there when the fruits were there. Adam la'amal yulad. So maybe that's what the Rebbe Yerushab meant. That's what I thought. Matzah Yom Kippur? Do tshuva. Ne'ila? Shofar? Daven Ma'ariv. We don't stop. But there's another Torah that I saw from Rav Kluger Shlita. I have to thank Rav Judah this summer in Camp Ask, Rav Judah Michelle, he did Nafshi. I think it was the last time I was there. So as I'm thanking him and talking to him and just talking about how everything went over the summer, it's supposed to be there a few times, it was amazing. So he gave me a matan, he says, I want to give you this, but only if you're going to learn it. So he gave me the Svarim of Rav Kluger and Rashani as a two-volume Sefer, Malaych. And only the beginning of the week or the end of last week, I picked up and finally was able to look at some of the pieces. Mamish Kodesh Kodesh, every piece I learned, Kodesh Kodesh, unbelievable, beautiful Tyrus. So a lot of tonight is based on that. See, Rav Kluger has a different take. He says as follows. He was developing that there's many, obviously there's different levels, Madregos of Tshuva. But when we do tshuva, when we're on a very low level, a person falls, and a person lo aleinu finds himself looking at things he's not supposed to be looking at, and not learning with the proper amelus that he generally learns, and not having the proper kavanah, it's a very low level. He realizes I got to do tshuva. But that tshuva comes from a very low place, and therefore on some levels a very low level of tshuva. Because you're so low, you're not connected to Hashem, you're rachuk, you're distant, and that tshuva is beautiful, wonderful, but it's a lower level of tshuva. But then there's a tshuva where you fall so in love with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you're so inspired and you're so close to Hashem that of course you want to rectify and reconcile and fix all that you've been doing wrong. And that's a much higher level of tshuva. It's a much more passionate tshuva. It's tshuva of Kirvas Elokim. So if Kluger says, you know what the Rebbe Rashab meant to the Rebbe Reatz? You know what he meant? He meant to be saying, Vada, we were doing tshuva this whole time. Vada, you did tshuva in Elul, and you did tshuva in Rashana, and you did tshuva Aser Shmei Tshuva. But if you just went through Yom Kippur, you feel so close to Hashem. I was like an angel. I didn't sleep. I didn't eat. I didn't bathe. I was davening all day. It was this like very holy, incredible day. Mamish, we all feel it. After you feel that, how can you not now want to do tshuva? How can you not now look at yourself and say, there's so much more I could be. There's so much more I want to be. There's so much more I can fix. Now's the time to do tshuva. From that place of godless. From that place of greatness. Now's the time to do tshuva. That's learning up a story, like you said, no? That's learning up a story. That's the ultimate tshuva. It's recognizing, you know, tshuva is just getting closer and closer and closer to the point of them, and the more we get close, the more I want to just do more tshuva. It's the way I remember years ago, we've said this over before, so maybe somewhere here, I've said this at some point at this table, maybe before all this chevra was here, I don't know. You know, this year was constantly changing in whose presence, and maybe... Remember from Rav Pinkus, he has such a beautiful mashal. Shimshon Pinkus, Echazad Chash Bracha. He asked, why is it Yom Kippur, all Yom Kippur long, we're doing Vidoy? Noch Vidoy. Alchei Chachadon Uvanecha, Alchei Chachadon Uvanecha, Alchei Chachadon Uvanecha, in our Tefillah Belachash, in our Tefillah Betzibur, non-stop Vidoy. Why not one good Vidoy? Vidoy is a part of Tshuva, we understand. Read the Ram Hilchos Tshuva. Vidoy, to confess, to verbally say that I did wrong. So do it one time well. One time with Kavana. One time slowly. Okay, you do it a second time because maybe the first time you didn't do it well. You go 10 times throughout all of Yom Kippur? None. Time and time again. So he gave a mashal. He gave a mashal, a beautiful mashal. He says, imagine you're standing in a room. And the Chbetz, I don't remember if it's exactly this how he said the mashal, but the same Yisoda. Imagine somebody walks into the room, doesn't see you, and trips over your foot. It's a complete accident. But obviously you feel bad. You were the impetus to him falling. You immediately say you're sorry, you pick him up. And then you realize when you pick him up, he's not just like a stam individual, he's a rav. When you feel it, when you realize he's a rav, you feel even worse. Well, I caused the rav to get hurt. You apologize even more. And then you realize he's not just a rav, but you're in a building, you're in a yeshiva. He's the head of the yeshiva, the manal is Rashiva. You feel even worse. It wasn't just a rabbi here. It's like, and then you realize he's not just the rav of the yeshiva, he's the rav of Rashiv, the entire town you're in. You feel each time you realize how great he is, how special he is, how incredible he is, you feel even worse to what you did to him because of the regardless. So too, Rav Pinkus says, all Yom Kippur long, I'm getting closer and closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm davening more. I'm realizing how incredible the Ribbono Shel Olam is in my life. All Yom Kippur. So what happened? All Yom Kippur long, I have to do another Vidoy. Because I realized my Vidoy before wasn't good enough. Because I didn't even realize who was doing Vidoy too. Meaning, the closer you get to Hashem, the more you want to work on yourself, the more you want to grow. Told us Yaakov Yosef, the Hilge Talmud of the Baal Shem, he says from his Rebbe, the Baal Shem, he would say a similar type of mashal, in a different way. He says, imagine there was a king, and there was a villager in the kingdom that did a terrible rebellion. There was like some sort of statue of the king, and this villager was banging the statue and throwing things at the statue and breaking the statue. So the king's going to punish him. So you think, how did he punish him? He went and gave him, you thought maybe he would give him lashes in public square. That's not what he did. You know how he punished him? He took him and said, I'm giving you a job in my government. Very nice job. And a month later, he didn't just give him a job in the government. He upped it. He raised him to like a minister. And a month later, raised him again until he was like second in command. He was like the prince of right underneath the king. And you know what happened throughout this? You know what happened throughout this process? This individual was finally, after he's hitting this statue and rebelling against the king, he's seeing how incredible the king is because he's getting a closer look at the king. And he's seeing that the king is this Baal Rachamim, is full of mercy. The king is this incredible person. And every time he gets higher and higher, he gets a better glimpse and more of a recognition of the king. And each time he just feels worse and worse about what he did. There's a phrase in English, you know, you kill him with kindness. Kill him with kindness. That's Pshat, the Baal Shem Tov says in Kel Nekamos Hashem. Kel Nekamos Hashem. You know the Nekama of Hashem? You know the Nekama of Hashem? It's Kel. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rach V'chanan. It's his chesed. It's his chesed. Meaning, he'll do chesed to him and that's the way he gets revenge. Because the more chesed he does, the more you realize how great it is and you feel bad about what you've done. There's no greater revenge. Kel Nekamos Hashem. It means the closer we feel to Hashem, the more we realize, I have to repent, I have to return, I have to do more. It's a big yisod, chevra. It's a big yisod in tshuva. It's a big yisod in tshuva to realize, people wrongly think tshuva is about knocking ourselves down and analyzing, looking how lowly we are, and I got to pick myself up. It's a whole different derech of tshuva. It's godless haboire. It's realizing how incredible the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's realizing who the Ribbono Shel Olam is in my life. Realizing every morning I wake up and the Ribbono Shel Olam just gave me back my life. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who's giving me everything that I have. The Ribbono Shel Olam is watching over me. The Ribbono, everything, there's nothing that's not from the Ribbono Shel Olam. There was some individual this morning that was talking to me. And he has a career and he was offered certain potential to make a lot of money. But it would mean that he'd have to be without his family for Yontif if he took this on. And he called his Rebbe. And his Rebbe told him, for sure, don't do it. You have to be with your family, Yontif. You have to be with your children, Yontif. And then his Rebbe said, you think for one moment your shtadlis is what creates, will create your parnasa? The Eibishter gives you parnasa. We have to put a shtadlis. But there's zero connection. We have to put ishtadlus and Hashem brings the parnaso, but there's no connection between the ishtadlus and the parnaso. It's all from Hashem. It's a big yisod. It's all from Hashem. And we have to believe that. And the more we know that, the more I want to be close to you. The more I realize, how could I do the things I've done? How could I not have davened this year well enough? How could I not have learned more? How could I have looked at things I shouldn't have been looking at? Not from a place of lowliness. Forget it, not from a place of godless habayre, from the place of recognizing how great the Ribbono Shel Olam is. So now Rav Kluger says so beautifully based on all of this. Now we understand how slichos, these special tefillos, which is really the tefillah of tshuva that's for these days. When does it have to begin? It has to begin Matzei Shabbos Kodesh. Because what's the day that I'm closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the closest to the Ribbono Shel Olam? It's Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, I'm lifted up to see the Ribbono Shel Olam, to feel the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's the greatest impetus today. That's where, from there, I have to get closer to Hashem. From there, I have to do tshuva. From there, I have to go into slichus. The Helikus Vasemes, he says on Shabbos Shuva, that Iker HaTshuva, it's in year Tuf Resh Lamed Dalet, if you want to look it up. Iker HaTshuva LaShuv Lizdabek BeIker Chios Elokai Shebo. Tshuva is returning to cling to the life of God that's within each and every one of us. To return to, it's an amazing Lashon. Meaning to return to the God that's already within you. You have a neshama, chilek kacham mamamish. We cover it over with all different layers by looking things I shouldn't be looking at and not living up to what I'm supposed to be doing and not caring about people enough. But it's just returning to what's inside you the whole time. Ubishabis koidesh. Ulekach, therefore, bishabis binokel lashuv. The easiest time to return to have tshuvah Shabbos. We all have that aliyah in Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh b'siyachdin dabkim kulam b'shorish elyon. We're all brought back together with our shorish elyon, with our highest source, with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Shabbos yochel lios is galus aflefishin is rachok. Even those who are very far away could have revelations of God on Shabbos. Kimis galin nekuda hapnimis, and also revealed the nekuda hapnimis shegnuzab cholish Yisrael, which is chelik elkamim amamish, which is God. That happens on Shabbos. We all feel it. Shabbos Kodesh. There's nothing like Shabbos Kodesh and what it does for us. So of course that's going to lead us into Slichus. Listen to the words of the Heilige Shem Shmuel. Shem Shmuel on this week's parasha. Also very similar. It's amazing. This was written. That was Tav Resh. What did I say? Tav Resh Lamed Dalad. This is Tav Resh Ayin. So we're talking 36 years later. The Shem Shmuel says, Shabbos Shabbos benokel l'shuv b'tshuva. Exact same language. It's easier to return tshuva. Shabbos is tashuv, he says. Shabbos bo tashuv. Be'emes ha'adam shechet. If when a man sins, and ain't zayin brosh lo yachta. Just talking to myself. Be so much more. What happens with Nekar Mikal Yisrael? We get uprooted. Eich yachal levoy l'tshuva. How can I come to tshuva? Ki yirachuk ma'od. If you do something wrong, you're distance. So you know where it comes from? Achmas haratzon v'cheshek shel adam. But it comes your desire. You still have a desire. You still have a cheshek to want to be more. L'shuv l'shar shel k'mekodem. To return to your root like you were. You want it. You know you want to be back to where you were. Eidezehu yachal levoy l'tshuva. And then through that ratzon you go tshuva. Achlezer ratzon gam ken kashma levo. But even have ratzon sometimes is very hard. Shedayin ome bibkutz. My ayin yovelo ratzon. You just didn't have air. You're so far. Where does the ratzon come from? Ach b'shabbos she ace ratzon. And Shabbos you have that ratzon. Niftach eto adam ratzon b'tshuka leboro. Shabbos is man tshuva. It's opened up. So where is it going to come from? Where is it going to come from? Where's Slichah is going to come from? Where's Tshuva Shabbos Kodesh? Because it's going to come from that place of godless habayre that we feel and sense and know on Shabbos. I'll read you one more Torah inside from Leket Yosher. Leket Yosher is the Halakha Truma Sadashan. Yisrael Isulin. This is amazing. This Torah, everything always, you never know how Shirim come together. So I was learning in a few different places. And I don't remember ever seeing this before. And this one's specifically talking about why we start Slichos on Matzah Shabbos. And this year, of course, I open up every sefer and all that I find is this like a Josher. Everywhere I look. Emes. It's amazing. La'olam oyim dim lamir Slichos b'yom rishon. We always say Slichos yom rishon mi Matzah Shabbos. Mishum, why? Why? We only said it should be 4 days before. Why does it have to always be Matzah Shabbos? Shusamuch Shabbos. V'noah called him Lilma b'Shabbos, and every person learned Torah on Shabbos. V'shem de'en ladam oiskim, v'gam yesh l'panai lilmud. You don't have other dealings, you don't have other things to do, and you have time to learn Torah. Mitoch kach ha'am smeichim, machmas mitzvah Torah shem lilmud b'Shabbos. So you have a special simcha on Shabbos when you sit and learn Torah, free of other responsibilities and distractions. The gamachmas onik Shabbos, not just the learning of Shabbos, the stam onik Shabbos, the pleasure of Shabbos, Shabbos itself. Yom in the shmasa. Ein ashchina shrola no machmas atzus no machmas adzus. The shchina is not going to be shura when you have atzus or atzus, sadness and laziness. Elam itach simcha shel mitzvah. You know when Hashem is close to us when we have simcha. When we have simcha on Shabbos, lekach tov lahaskel zbalam itach simcha shel mitzvah. No better time to dive in slichos than after you have and feel that simcha shel mitzvah. Meaning what? Shabbos kodesh. And godless of the boyre and feelings of hargashas aleiv close to them has to translate into becoming a different person. Has to translate into slichus. Those are the shtei shabbos we've spoken about many times here. Right? The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yuches says that when you keep two shabbosos, will be zoich the Mashiach. And all the mafarshim ask, why two? One Shabbos, halavai. I mean, if you need more than that, maybe you need a chazaka. Three, where's two come from? Then Siva Shalom, the Halakha Slana Rebbe says, There's a Shabbos called Shabbos Kodesh, and the Shabbos called the week. Sheva Shabbosos Tamima. Sometimes the week is called Shabbos. You know what it is to keep two Shabbosos, and we'll bring Mashiach? If you keep Shabbos, and you keep it in a way that it so inspires you, that your whole week is a different week. You kept Shabbos with you all week. Because then it was a Kodesh to Shabbos. Meaning you'd let Shabbos lead into Slichos. Shabbos lead into Tshuva. Not just for one day. I'm not just a one day wonder. It affects me. It has an effect on me. I'm a different person because of it. And that's our avoda. To be inspired and come from a place of godless agbore, but to change them because of it. And make changes. Each and every one of us. You know, this was, I was remembering, some remember I shared this story last year, but tonight we had the very first senior chizuk of the year for the seniors in DRS. And I had to share at the beginning the following story, because just to understand what senior chizuk could be for a senior in high school. Because the chaver remembers, I don't know if everyone knows the story, but last May, one of my halakha talmidim in DRS, who was a senior in DRS last May, he comes over to me in the base medrash and says, Rebbe, I'm making Bez Hashem soon a Siyam Hashas Mishnayis. Siyam Hashas Mishnayis. I must listen to this. And I want to thank you very much. And I had no idea what he was talking about. I said, what do I have to do with this? It's beautiful. It's awesome. I can't wait. I mean, Baruch Hashem, I feel close to you. We've learned together, but like, I didn't learn any Mishnayis with him. I don't have that. He says, Rabbi, you remember the first senior chizik this year? So I'll be honest, I didn't remember the first senior chizuk. Like, I have no idea what I said. But apparently, he reminded me that I was talking to the guys about making the most of senior year and taking upon projects, perhaps, and learning and things that they could finish and they could have more time upon themselves. And I told some story, apparently, that I do not recall about, like, someone who made a big siyum mishnayis or something. I don't know. Something. And he tells me he took it to heart. And it was there that he decided, right there and then, he decided, I'm going to take upon myself to learn mishnayis. And from then, 8 months earlier, he finished Shas Mishnayis. 2 to 4 hours a day, depending on what he was learning. 2 to 4 hours a day as a senior in high school. In 8 months, he finished Shas Mishnayis. Shas Mishnayis. Hail the Talmud. Yudari Obermeister. You hear this, Chevra? Why am I sharing? I shared this in senior chizik tonight. To say, don't think you come here and it could just be in one ear and enjoy the night and have some food and sing a song and call it a day. It has to be transformative. That's up to you. That has nothing to do with me. That's up to each individual. What they're going to do with it. But I mean, that was the first senior chizuk last year. I don't know what it's going to be, if we're going to have a story at the end of this year or not. We'll see. Bez Hashem will have many. Bez Hashem will have many. But the same has to be with us. When we have that moment of inspiration, we go through a Shabbos Kodesh. We see the Eibishter in our life so much more clearly. It has to lead into a Slichos. It has to lead into a change. It has to be transformative in our life. That's exactly what the Rebbe at Shabbos told the Rebbe Yatz. After Yom Kippur, now's the time to do Tshuva. After a Shabbos Kodesh, now's the time to do Slichos. Right now. Right now. And continuously throughout our lives, it's mamish a different life. You know, there's a question. When's the best time to say Slichos? When's the best time to say Slichos in the day? So you open up a Mechaber, you open up a Shulchan Aruch, it's not what you'd think. I know some of you are thinking, because you know this is Matzah Shabbos, we're going to say it's Chatzos, and you think Chatzos is the best time. That's not what the Mechaber says. That's not what the Mechaber says based on the Magen Avram. Mechaber says, Nohagim, I mean, not based on the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah is based on the Magen Avraham. We'll get there. But that's not what the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, says. The Mechaber says, Noagim lakum ba'ashmores lomar slichos. The minhag is to wake up very, very early in the morning. At the end of the night. At end of the night to say slichos. And by the way, if you read and you know from the times in Europe and times it used to be, that's how they always said slichos. You used to have a yid that would go around and wake up people banging on the doors at like 4 in the morning to say Slichos. Not Chatzos HaLeila. Gashmor's a book. And why? Mishnah Berurah brings some Magen Avraham. The Soif HaLeila Kadosh Baruch Hu Shot Ba'olam Azev U'Eis Raton. At the very end of the night, this is a very scary idea. Whatever this means, Kav Yachad or Bona Shalom, like hovers through and walks through this world, and it's a big Eis Raton. Scary, right?
You get up like 4 or 5 in the morning, you know? It's big time face ratzon. So that's the best time to say slichos. That's what the Mechaber says. It doesn't talk about chatzos. Aber what do we know? There's a Zohar. And the Zohar tells us, the Zohar's in Vayikra, Kad isblag laila, when it's chatzos halayla, Karoiza koim v'charez, the Malach announces that it's the time of Es Rason. U'pischin p'schiyu, and the gates of heaven are open. And he goes on to explain, that's when the Ba'akish Bekinar, the David, the harp of David, we know is plays. U'menagin me'lov, v'shavcha l'malka, v'kutchabrichu mishtasheya b'tzadike begin to deidin. Kadosh Baruch Hu plays with, spends good time with the neshamas of tzadikim in Gan Eden. And says, zakaychu koman disarba zimnev shtadal b'raisa, to nek. Extremely good time to wake up and learn Torah. And the people that do, the people that b'chol man to come is a min of yisrael b'zerais. Anyone who wakes up at chatzos and learns Torah, ikre chavrei de kodesh baruch hu kenes yisrael. You're a friend of Hashem and kenes yisrael. It's like incredible stuff. So we see here that the big Es Rason, the big zman, chatzos alayla, and Hashem's playing with the tzaddikim and the big Es Ratzon. So Chatzos Laila also. So how do you know which one to choose? Okay, Elu ve'Elu. They're both Es Ratzon. They're both incredible times. Chatzos. But what's the big min of Yisrael? The one time through Slichos, for sure, that we say Slichos by Chatzos, Lel Slichos the first night. Maybe why? Now we can understand tonight. Because if Slichos specifically is going to be on Sunday, because it wants to follow Shabbos Kodesh, and it wants to be from that place of godless Adam, that place of inspiration, that place of Shabbos and the Kedusha of Shabbos. So the closest to Shabbos, the better. And you have the two choices. It could be Chatzos, or it could be Ashmar Saboker. Closer to Shabbos, closer to that Zman that we've been inspired. Chatzos Alay, the Men Tzadikim, the rest of the time by Ashmar Saboker, Lel Slichus. Chatzos Alay. However, this is what we're going to enter into. This is what we have. We're preparing Bez Hashem as Baruch. And we're going to be saying Slichos Lel Shabbos, wherever we're going to, Lel Matzah Shabbos, wherever we're going to go say Slichos. To realize that's to come from a place of Ava with Hashem. And that Ava will lead us to even want to be more and more. So what's the pinnacle of all the Lel Slichos is Hashem, Kal Racham, Chan, Yud Gimel Mitz Racham, Yud Gimel's Gematria, Ava. The Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. From the Ava that we have of Hashem, I want to do more and more tshuva. Because I know Hashem Echad. I know Hashem is one in my life. Hashem is everything. Echad, also, Ahava. Yud Gimel. B'gematria. Meaning from that place is where I'm going to return. From that place, I'm going to be one with Hashem. From that place, and that should be, it's not so many get it all wrong, and so many look at this time in the year as this scary time, and have to open up, and all that I've done, we do have to fix ourselves. But it's not coming from a place that I'm so down and in despair, from a place that I realize how incredible the Rebbe Shalom is, how much I want to be close to Him, how much I want to rebuild that. I'm just going to jump in from that place of Kedusha, from that place of Shabbos Kodesh. So I'm going to have this Shabbos, a Kodesh to Kashabbos. I'm going to have this Shabbos and I'm going to learn and I'm going to daven and every Shabbos, Chevra, if we're, listen, I'll tell you a little something. Whatever reason, you and I are stuck in Chutz La'aretz right now. Why? I don't know. Let's be real. It's so much easier to feel Hashem and to connect in Eretz Yisrael. It just is. And we're stuck in Chutz La'aretz now. And each and every one of us have our personal reason why we're in Chutz La'aretz, and hopefully you're MS, if not, get on a plane. But there has to be a reason you're here for now, because where we're supposed to be there, it's role. You're only in America because you have good reason to be here. Every one of us hopefully has that good reason. But if we're here, there's a reason, but we're stuck in Chutz La'aretz. So if we're stuck in Chutz La'aretz, we got to stay Kaddush. And so we do whatever we can with our davening, with our learning, with our chesed. But there's one day a week that we can feel our Yisrael dick. One day a week that I elevate myself. Shabbos Kodesh. Make sure Shabbos is so Kodesh in our lives. our davening should be real tefillahs. Go to places where you feel the tefillahs. And if you're not, close your eyes and just have, if you're in a place where, for whatever reason, they're looking more to have daven than to daven, for whatever reason, you're stuck in that place because you have to be because of whatever community you're in or because you're with your parents or whatever it is, which you keep it of aim, or then you get up to Shemoneh Esrei and you close your eyes and you have nowhere to go but the Rabbeinu Shalom. And realize it's Shabbos Kodesh and have real tefillahs on Shabbos. And have time, to really learn on Shabbos. Sit and learn what you really enjoy most, and just learn to connect to Hashem, and sing on Shabbos, and be one with Hashem on Shabbos. And that Shabbos is going to keep us afloat. That Shabbos is going to keep us kadosh. And then from that place of Shabbos, slichus. And what that means is that slichus, this particular Shabbos, but it means constantly. Let that Shabbos then take me into the week, and I have a different. If I have Shabbos like that, every week's going to be a different week. If I have Shabbos like that, my life is going to be changed always. There's no question in my you know, I've said this over many times, but any time I have the schus, such incredible schus, to sit down with the chasana kala before the chasana and prepare together. And I just had a guy, Mamish, had a guy this week call me, who's married already many years, and he called me up, and I haven't heard from him in a while. He's not living around here. Probably I didn't speak to him for sure from before the summer. I don't remember the last time, maybe it was June, I don't remember, but from before the summer, and he calls me, he's like, Rebbe, remember when I met with my kala before Yechasna, and we discussed such and such? I want to like, and he had a couple questions based on that, from that shmooze years ago. And part of that shmooze that I always have, when we talk about the Kedusha that's going to be in your bias, where's the Kedusha going to be in my bias with your wife one day? Vada, each and every husband and wife have to continue to grow in their own learning, in their own davening, and they bring that into the house. But ultimately, your wife is your best friend. Your husband is your best friend. You're not chavrusas with each other. Like, where are you bringing Kedusha in as a couple? You know, where are you going to bring it? From Shabbos Kodesh. You make your Shabbos table, Kodesh Kedashim. You do beautiful things on Shabbos. You have beautiful things with your family on Shabbos, whatever that could be. And it has a different effect on the whole week. The whole week is different. Let's make Shabbos Kodesh. Let's make Shabbos as Kodesh as could be in our lives. And be zoiche to take that Shabbos into the week, into our slichos. Be zoiche to elevate our lives. Be zoiche to be close to Hashem. And through that all, be zoiche to chesiv chesim ateva, good grand jar, a year of simcha, a year of bracha, a year of big refuos. A refuah for Tila Basi, Bas Chaya Tova. A big refuah, Bez Hashem Isbarach, for Eliezer Ben Tzara Suma. Chever, take these names down. These are both individuals that through their families I feel very, very close to, that we have to daven for them. And Mirt Hashem, we're coming upon Rosh Hashanah in Mamish less than 2 weeks. We're coming upon Rosh Hashanah in a week and a half. We're coming upon Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Hashinoi. Shina means change. These two, the Tzaddik and Tzaddikas, need change in their lives physically. But that means we believe every Shana is a new Shino, it's a whole world, different world. Whatever it was until now, it's going to be changed, Demir Hashem. But we have to daven for this, Bez Hashem Mishbarach. Bezoichet to be Shabbistik on our Shabbosim, Bezoichet to be Shabbistik all week long, Bezoichet to have slichas that come from Shabbos, Bezoichet a year of Simcha and Bracha for each and every one of you, and for all of Klal Yisrael. Amen.